Hi everyone, I am your host Brittany and welcome to another episode of One Hot Mess. Today we're going to continue reading No Mud, No Lotus. We are on part two, Saying Hello. The first step in the art of transforming suffering is to come home to our suffering and recognize it. For most of us, there's always a mental discourse going on day and night in our heads. We relive the past, we worry about the future. We don't stop to take a breath to even notice if we're suffering until suddenly, seemingly out of nowhere, the suffering overwhelms us. Our thinking, perceiving, and worrying take away all the space inside of us and keep us from being in touch with what's happening moment to moment. The Buddha said that nothing can survive without food. This is true, not just for the physical existence of living beings, but also for our state of mind. Love needs to be nurtured and fed to survive. And our suffering also survives because we enable it and feed it. We ruminate on suffering, regret, and sorrow. We chew on them, swallow them, bring them back up, and eat them again and again. If we're feeding our suffering while walking, working, eating, or talking, we are making ourselves victims of the ghost of the past, of the future, or our worries in the present. We're not living our lives. If we try to use consumption to ignore or distract ourselves from our suffering, we end up making the suffering worse. We turn on the television. We talk or text or gossip on the phone. We get on the internet. We find ourselves in front of the refrigerator over and over again. When we cut ourselves off from the pain in our mind, we're also abandoning our bodies where suffering is being stored. When we feel loneliness and despair, we seek to cover them up and pretend they are not there. We don't feel very well inside, so in order to forget, we go and look for something to eat, even if we're not hungry at all. We eat in an attempt to feel better, but we end up becoming addicted to eating because we are trying to cover up the suffering inside, and the real problem is left unaddressed. Or we may become addicted to computer games or other kinds of audiovisual entertainment. Electronic distractions not only fail to help heal the underlying suffering, they may contain stories or images that feed our craving, jealousy, anger, or despair. Instead of making us feel better, they numb us only briefly, then make us feel worse. To consume in order to cover up our suffering doesn't work. We need a spiritual practice to have the strength and skill to look deeply into our suffering, to get insight into it, and make a breakthrough. Stopping and acknowledging suffering. When suffering arises, the first thing to do is stop. Follow our breathing and acknowledge it. Don't try to deny uncomfortable emotions or push them down. Breathing in, I know suffering is there. Breathing out, I say hello to my suffering. To take one mindful breath requires the presence of our mind, our body, and our intention. With our conscious breath, we reunite our body and mind and arrive in the present moment. Just breathing in mindfully already brings us a surprising amount of freedom. With each breath, we generate mindful energy, bringing mind and body together in the present moment to receive this caring acknowledgement of our suffering. In just two or three breaths taken with your full attention, you may notice that regret and sorrow about the past have paused, as well as uncertainty, fear, and worries about the future. Body and mind together. Each of us have a body, but we aren't always in touch with it. Maybe our body needs us, our body is calling us, but we don't hear it. We're so caught up in our job, our computer, our phone, or in our conversation, we can forget we even have a body. If we can get in touch with our body, then we can also get in touch with our feelings. There are many feelings calling to us. Every feeling is like our child. Suffering is a hurt child crying out to us, but we ignore the voice of the child within. The process of healing begins when we mindfully breathe in. In daily life, very often our body is here, but our mind is off in the past, in the future, or in our projects. The mind is not with the body. When we breathe in and focus our attention on our breath, we reunite body and mind. We become aware of what is going on. In breath, we reunite body and mind. I just said that, so sorry. We become aware of what's going on in the present moment, in our body, in our perceptions, and around us. When we bring our mind home to our body, something wonderful happens. Our mental discourse stops as chattering. Thinking can be productive, but the reality is that most of our thinking is unproductive. When we think, it may be easy for us to be lost in our thinking, but when we use our breath to bring our mind home to the body, we can stop the thinking. When you come back to yourself and breathe mindfully, your mind's attention has only one object, your breath. If you continue to breathe in and out mindfully, you maintain the state of presence and freedom. Your mind will be clearer and you will make much better decisions. It's much better to make a decision when your mind is clear and free rather than in the sway of fear, anger, and worries. When I was a young monk, I believed that it took a long time to get any kind of insight. The truth is, there are insights that can come right away. When you practice mindfulness of breathing, you know right away that you are alive and that to be alive is a wonder. If you can be aware that you have a living body and notice when there's tension in your body, there's already an important insight. With that insight, you have already begun to diagnose the situation. You don't need to practice 8 years or 20 years in order to wake up. Breathing mindfully isn't something hard to do. You don't have to suffer while breathing. You're already doing it all day long. You don't need to struggle to control your breathing. In fact, breathing in can become a real pleasure. You just allow yourself to breathe in naturally while focusing your attention on your in-breath. It's like the morning sunshine on a flower that has closed overnight. The sunshine just embraces and subtly permeates the flower. Embraced by the energy of the sunshine, the flower begins to bloom. The pull of distractions. When we stop the busyness of the mind and come back to ourselves, the rawness of our suffering can seem very intense because we are so used to ignoring it and distracting ourselves. When we feel suffering, we have the urge to run away from it and fill ourselves up with junk food, junk entertainment, anything to keep our mind off the pain that is there inside us. It doesn't work. We may succeed in numbing ourselves from it for a little while, but the suffering inside wants our attention, and it will fester and churn away until it gets it. We run away from ourselves because we don't want to be with ourselves. Our pain is a kind of energy that is not pleasant. We fear that if we release our diversions and come back to ourselves, we'll be overwhelmed by the suffering, despair, anger, and loneliness inside. So we continue to run away. But if we don't have the time and the willingness to take care of ourselves, how can we offer any genuine care to the people we love? That's why the first practice is to stop running, come home to our bodies, and recognize our suffering. When we notice anger or anxiety coming up, we can recognize those feelings of suffering. Suffering is one energy. Mindfulness is another energy that we can call on to come and embrace the suffering. The practice of mindful breathing is essential because it provides us with the energy we need for the other steps of taking care of suffering. With mindful breathing, you can recognize the presence of a painful feeling. Just like an older sibling greets a younger sibling, you can say, "Hello, my suffering, I know you are there." In this way, the energy of mindfulness keeps us from being overwhelmed by painful feelings. We can even smile to our suffering and say, "Good morning, my pain, my sorrow, my fear. I see you. I am here. Don't worry." Embracing suffering. If we let the suffering come up and just take over the mind, we can be quickly overwhelmed by it. So we have to invite another energy to come up at the same time, the energy of mindfulness. The function of mindfulness is first to recognize the suffering and then to take care of the suffering. The work of mindfulness is first to recognize the suffering and second to embrace it. A mother taking care of a crying baby naturally will take the child into her arms without suppressing, judging it, or ignoring the crying. Mindfulness is like that mother, recognizing and embracing the suffering without judgment. So the practice is not to fight or suppress the feeling, but rather to cradle it with a lot of tenderness. When a mother embraces her child, the energy of tenderness begins to penetrate into the body of the child, even if the mother doesn't understand at first why the child is suffering, and she needs some time to find out what the difficulty is. Just her act of taking the child into her arms with tenderness can already bring relief. If we can recognize and cradle the suffering while we breathe mindfully, there is relief already. Embracing our suffering may seem to be the opposite of what we want to do, especially if our suffering is very large, as with depression. Depression is one of the most widespread forms of suffering in our time. It can take away our peace, our joy, our stability, and even our ability to eat, move about, or do simple tasks. It can seem insurmountable, and we may think that the only thing we can do is either to run away from it or give in to it. But non-judgmentally recognizing and embracing this great suffering is not all the same thing as giving in to it. Once you have offered your acknowledgement and care to the suffering, it naturally will become less impenetrable and more workable. And then you have the chance to look into it deeply with kindness, but still always with a solid ground of mindful breathing to support you. And find out why it has come to you. It's trying to get your attention to tell you something. And now you can take the opportunity to listen. You can ask someone to look with you, a teacher, a friend, a psychotherapist, whether alone or together with your friends. You can explore what kind of roots it has and what nutrients and habits of consumption have been feeding your sorrow. You can discover how, through looking deeply, you can transform this organic garbage into compost, which in turn may become many beautiful flowers of understanding, compassion, and joy. The bell. Even with the best intention, and even with a long-standing mindfulness practice, we all have the tendency to run into the future or go back into the past to search for happiness elsewhere. A bell of mindfulness, whether it's an actual bell or some other sound, is a wonderful reminder to come back to ourselves, to come back to life here in the present moment. The sound of the bell is the voice of the Buddha within. Every one of us has Buddha nature, the capacity for compassionate, clear understanding nature within us. So when we hear the sound of the bell, if we like practicing mindfulness, we can respond to that intervention with respect and appreciation. In my tradition, every time we hear the bell, we pause. We stop moving, talking, and thinking, and we listen to the voice of the heart. We don't say that we hit the bell or strike the bell. Rather, we say we invite the bell to sound, because the bell is a friend, an enlightened friend that helps us wake up and guides us home to ourselves. Gentleness and nonviolence are characteristics of the sound of the bell. Its sound is gentle but very powerful. When you hear the sound of the bell, take the opportunity to come home to yourself and enjoy your breathing. Take a few moments to inhale and exhale deeply and touch a little happiness. If you want to experience what the end of suffering will feel like, it is in the here and the now with this breath. If you want nirvana, it's right here. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I smile. All right, guys, that is all the time I have for you today, but thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Please make sure to hit that follow button and share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I will talk to you guys later. Have a beautiful day.